You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today.
The Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock this morning and open until noon. This is at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 here in Hayward. Again, this is the one out on Highway 63, not out on 2777 by the hospital. Again, the Hayward Community Food Shelf opening up at 9 a.m. until noon. At the 63 location here in Hayward. Super Senior classes starting at 11 o'clock at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. These classes are every Monday at 11 o'clock and is only a $2 fee. The 45-minute class is geared to those 60 and older and is chair-based. They work on strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. Again, the Monday Super Senior classes happening at the Hayward Senior Resource Center starting today at 11 o'clock. Rhythmic Moves Dance is going to be offered at the Cable Community Center starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Explore brain-compatible dance, movement exercise including floor work, for balance, combination steps based on ballet, jazz, tap, improvisational, and choreography. No previous dance experience needed, just an open mind and a fun spirit. Again, dance rhythmic moves happening at the Cable Community Center at 4 o'clock this evening. The Hayward Community School District School Board will be meeting at 5 o'clock today at the School Board Room at the Hayward High School. Again, the Hayward Community School District School Board meeting at 5 o'clock today. A boys' varsity basketball game for Solon Springs will be held at Butternut High School this evening at 5:45. Again, boys' varsity basketball for Solon Springs at Butternut High School. A Hayward High School band concert will be held at 6 o'clock this evening at the Hayward High School. Again, a band concert held at the Hayward High School Auditorium for Hayward, 6 o'clock until 7:30 this evening. The girls' varsity basketball team for Solon Springs will be at Butternut High School as well at 7:15 this evening. Girls' varsity basketball, Solon Springs School District at Butternut starting at 7:15. Tuesday morning starts a very important fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department. All day long from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., the Lakewood Cafe, located at 15551 Railroad Street, is hosting a fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department. Every cent spent at the Hayward Cafe for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whether it's dine-in or take-out, will be completely donated back to the police department. That is including the sales tax, however, not the tips. Those go directly to your servers, and you will have several police department members there as your servers. Again, Lakewood Cafe hosting a fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department where every cent, meaning the entire receipt that is paid, will go right back to the police department, 100% to all the proceeds going to the police department. Again, Hayward's Lakewood Cafe on Railroad Street from 7 until 9, holding that fundraiser for the Hayward Police Department. Hatha Yoga happening at 9 o'clock at the Drummond Civic Center, located at 52540 Front Avenue here in Drummond, focusing on developing balance, flexibility, strength in the body, mind, and spirit, with breathing and meditation exercises. Again, Hatha Yoga at 9 a.m. at the Drummond Civic Center today. And another yoga class being held Tuesday morning here, 10 o'clock, at the Hayward Fitness Fanatics location, 15959 Dino Drive here in Hayward. Again, Tuesday mornings from 10 until 11. This is a faith-based centered yoga class and has all the basics that are going to be taught. Again, Hayward Fitness Fanatics at 10 o'clock, a faith-based yoga 101 hosted by Joy Bakken. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at Tuesday at 10 o'clock. This is the one that's located out at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They'll have lots of meats and produce available, and everyone's encouraged to come get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. So check it out. Again, 10 o'clock on Tuesday at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf. The Lucuduray Ojibwe University Food and Medicine class will be starting at 4 o'clock on Tuesday out at the university, which is located at 13466 West Trepanier Road. And this class will be talking about the pines and how the pine trees help us with food and medicine. Again, this will be held at the Lucuduray Ojibwe University, part of their food and medicine class series, 4 o'clock until 6 this evening. The Spooner School District has a band and choir concert happening Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock out at the Spooner High School Auditorium. Again, Spooner School District Middle School Band and Choir Concert happening Tuesday the 16th at 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock out at the Spooner High School Auditorium.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning, WBZH. Gray here with you again this Monday without a keyword. We've got no keywords today for the first time in a couple weeks. Congratulations to people who won those awesome prizes. And, we will be back with another contest before you know it, so always be on the lookout for those text-to-win contests. Have the Civic Media app ready now that people are used to that. I'll get an update. I don't think I've got word on grand prize winners quite yet, so we'll bring that info to WBZH as soon as possible. Either Rachel and I will. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, world.
And all who inhabit it. or Joel and I will on another day. So Rachel and I were talking, and we were wondering what might be the right topic to bring to the show today, and Rachel just went for the obvious, and I thought, I'm a fool for not thinking of that before you said it, and that would be Christmas, of course. Of course. And for us, it's Christmas, but for others, it might be Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, if you're so inclined. We totally understand. But whatever you might prefer, we grew up celebrating Christmas. Why? Because we both grew up Roman Catholic.
Indeed.
And while we may have not necessarily stuck with it the way that those who taught us had intended, we each have our own unique relationship with it, I think.
Absolutely.
Am I able to answer yes when people who are there every weekend, like, ask me if I'm at another church? It's like, no, not quite, but I'm still in touch with that side of myself. That's part of what Christmas means to me still, but when I think of Christmas, I think of all the hard work that adults in my life used to do.
Right, the invisible labor of, like, women.
It was immense. Oh, yeah. Especially women.
Right.
It was immense. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely immense. I know Dad, in my case, my dad was super involved in the shopping process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took a special trip, and especially once we knew Santa didn't exist, they were pretty open about, hey, we're going on the shopping trip. So they would go down to Wausau, and they would just downright tell us. But those are really the two things I think about. I think of how hard adults in my life were working, which I only realized after it stopped happening. And I was like, where'd it go? Where'd that feeling go? It's like, am I depressed? First of all, yes, but on a separate note.
Yeah, it's magical. Like, it, what went into it? And
it is. And it's like when the people in sweaters make you stand on stage and sing Christmas music, you might hate that as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, whatever. But there is an inescapable secondary effect, which is you're forced to sit there and think about the fact that, you know, like, it creates a buildup. And it was awesome. It was like an unparalleled month-long experience. And my parents weren't wealthy, but, you know, there were gifts under the tree. I don't think they struggled too terribly to make that happen, which means I'm extraordinarily fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely... like, wow, what an experience. Disneyland has nothing on the feeling of the first snow in early December and thinking, oh, that means Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is the glow under the door. Because I've explained to you how our house used to be laid out.
Mm-hmm.
There was a door between my room and the living room where the tree was.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's ever been separated by a Christmas tree through one door knows that all the lights combine into this pinkish amber color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the color of the light that gets under the door. And, like, that color burned itself into my head because that's the only time I've ever seen it. You know, I'm sure, like, if you got the right neon signs together, or even maybe just the right color sign, it would be correct.
Yeah.
But, like, no, you got to get an old string of Christmas lights, the old school ones, and the light that comes underneath the door is like, oh my goodness. It just, it creates this dopamine effect. Like, I think that might be one of my deathbed requests is, like, in the next room, can you please just string some really bright Christmas lights and leave them on at night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be how I go. Christmas.
Noted.
Even if it's June. Yeah. What do you think of with Christmas? Because you're the feeling of Christmas at your place is still, like, kind of there. Like, when we did Christmas at your folks, your mom still outpours all of that. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like, I'll be real, that was a very refreshing. I was like, dang, she's still got the holiday energy. You know, and you're not 30, but, like, she's still doing it.
Yeah.
She's 29.
I adore my parents for how much effort they both put into it. But yeah, just especially my mom. She makes it just, like I said, so magical. Something about, it's not that I got, like, a ton of gifts, and maybe I kind of did because I'm an only child. Like, I could see it from both perspectives there, but,
Well, so was...
That sure played into it. It's just so much work.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there. My bad.
Yeah.
It's very careless of me.
You're good.
Were previous Christmases growing up similar to the one that I experienced at your parents' house?
Yeah. I mean, we would go to family, too, and that was a Christmas evening tradition. But
well, and you've got a big family, so that could play into it, too. But here's my take on it from the middle class. Of 2005 when that existed. You got a lot of presents, but none that were necessarily, like,
extravagant
blockbusters. Like your mom clearly grabs a thing every time she sees something throughout the year that she thinks you would like for a Christmas thing. And the effect was, you know who I felt like? Dudley Dursley. I was like 36, but it was like the opposite. It was the total opposite of, like, it was like Dudley plus gratitude. Like, there's 36 of these darn things. Last year you gave me 37. No, it was absolutely awesome. It absolutely brought me back to, Holy cow. And I can't credit your mom enough for that. I need to find a way to thank her properly this Christmas when we get over there. But we are indeed talking Christmas today, just kind of throwing out the random memories and maybe about how things have changed. And we got a little weird at the beginning of things, but hey, it's us. It's not us if it isn't weird. And we'll get weird a little later in the hour too. You're listening to WBZH. Gray here with Rachel. And yeah, we'll be back talking Christmas. Did you Christmas carol?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. I can tell by your tone that is exactly what we'll be talking about later this hour. Gray and Rachel, WBZH, stealing some time from Pat Kreitlow. It's a morning, therefore it's Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Network. Oh, and don't let me forget about what's on the website, too. Good morning, WBZH Buzz of the North for the Civic Media Radio Network. Gray here. Rachel, right over there. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, you beat me to it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's my fault. I didn't make it clear what I was doing. Communication.
Expectations, man.
Both attempted, both failed. You can do everything right. What is it? You can make no mistakes and still lose. Is that what it is?
I think so. That just sounds right.
You can make no mistakes and still lose. That's not failure. That's life. It's something like that. That's the Star Trek quote.
And there you have it, folks.
Yeah, goodbye. That's it. That's what we're here to tell you. Actually, no, we're here to talk about Christmas caroling, more accurately. We both did it. So you told me in between when since we were here last a moment ago that you did it in college.
Yeah.
Only college?
That I firmly remember. Yes, actually, I remember going house to house for other things and not caroling when I was younger. So. Yeah, we did Christmas concerts, of course,
right.
All that, but...
And programs.
Yeah,
the Christmas
the caroling
program.
Came in college.
Did you guys have a Christmas program at any point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the program.
I was Mary in our...
Oh, okay, so you had, like a play.
Yeah.
You did a play acting thing. See, that's just it. The program could mean not any...
Mm-hmm.
It certainly means kids in uncomfortable turtlenecks.
Yes.
Singing to a church, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was it at a church?
Of course.
Of course it was at
a
church.
The play was in the auditorium, but the... Everything else, church.
Ah, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All in one? Like, did you have to go from one to the other? Are these two separate events?
They're all in one.
People like, are moving from place to place?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's, like, an interactive experience. Mm-hmm. Wow. So your Christmas program was wildly different from ours, then. See, this is exactly what the kind of thing that I was hoping to experience. Mm-hmm. So what kind of group were you in that you ended up caroling? Was it a caroling group, or were you just part of a choir that Christmas came around and therefore...
Yep, it was a choir. And just a choir experience that I think you didn't have to do, but I opted into, if I remember correctly.
You know, I've never done that without regretting it at the time. Mm-hmm. And then enjoying the living heck out of it.
Right, yeah.
I think that might be one of those things where, yeah, fool, that's how life works. But again, like we talked about last week, doesn't matter how well you're prepared for something until you experience it for yourself. This is just me learning that lesson. Just, yeah, you're almost going to have, whatever the opposite of FOMO is. It's like, I wish I hadn't done this.
Yeah.
I wish I was missing out sometimes, depending on your anxiety type, if you have it, or my anxiety type. Don't look at me like that, doctor. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's an actual thing. I think ROMO or something. It's like relief of missing out.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, I've heard of that. And it's definitely some flavor of the same family.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, well, I mean, like yesterday, you and I were going out to dinner with my brother and we'd had a long day and it was like, man... But we said we would, and I didn't have any reason not to. I just didn't feel like it. I call it frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling frumpy. And that's not what that word means, but that's what you and I have kind of appropriated it for, and it's not far enough off for me to care. So I was feeling kind of frumpy yesterday, and I was the one to drive, and the roads were a little bit snowy, and like there were reasons I could have raised a fuss, and like, no, let's go. That was the best dinner we've had in a long time.
It was very, very good.
The food was great.
Mm-hmm.
The company was great.
Mm-hmm.
The experience was fantastic. We found a new restaurant
that's
close to home that just renovated. I mean, and that's going to keep happening.
Right.
That's because I'm afraid it's kind of our style to build up dread and collect the negatives of things.
We're anxious people.
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm. For now. I suspect by the time I'm about 55, I'll be like... By that time, I'll be hopefully guiding a person through their own troubles that look nothing like mine. You know? That's like, I realize there's like 18 ways to say what I wanted to say there. I think that's the most neutral and correct. It's just like, hopefully I'm guiding someone else through their own troubles, and they're very, very different from mine. That's going to be something I consider a mark of success.
Yeah, absolutely.
If our kid or kids come to me with problems, it's like, where did you even get that?
Yeah.
Like, okay, good. Like, I'm glad you're not dealing with the same stuff I did.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not horrifying. Like, I don't mean crimes.
Yeah.
I don't mean crimes. I'm okay if we don't depart that far from my past. That said, I need to remember that if there's like a speeding ticket or even something slightly more heinous than that, like an underage drinking or something, it's like, okay, that wasn't me. But there's a lot of people who do that and turn out just fine. You know, like, pick a prime minister, go back, and it's like, what's on public record is worse than that. I don't know. I'm not worried about that kind of thing. So you caroled once.
Yeah.
Like, one day? One weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a weekend?
It feels like a scrawny experience right now, yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Was it, and don't say what town necessarily.
Right.
But was it the town, a mall? Like, what was the footprint?
It was like a neighborhood of one of the girls, I guess.
Okay, one of the members.
So maybe like a chosen area of the city, you know, kind of. Like,
and how did it go?
Great. It was really fun. Like, I sounded non-enthusiastic there, but it was really fun. And afterward, we had like a little cocoa bar and, you know, hung out by their fireplace and stuff. And
no, appropriately, it's you might not have sounded enthusiastic, but if people could see your face, it was that you looked like you were surprised at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
just like we were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
That was very similar to my own. We had a credit union. The credit union that you and I now are members of and use for banking. We popped into there. But I was a member of the Madrigals.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore tights.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Simply and, stunning.
Well, but I also wore, like, pantaloons or, like, like puffy shorts. It was a costume.
It made it better.
They weren't at all real, but I look like a bad Shakespearean actor for Madrigal dinner, which was awesome. We had pork tenderloin.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Some of them, I'm sure. I mean, like, some of the food was a little bit not super hot because, you know, like, we did it in a gym, which wasn't so close to the cafeteria. Where food was prepared. So there's definitely limitations that I'm sure a lot of places run into. But even that, you know, like cold food, I'm sure there's plenty of Madrigal dinners that have nothing of the sort. You know, there's places that actually get catering and stuff. For us, it was our awesome lunch ladies doing weekend duty. Like, oh my gosh.
Killer.
That Christmas effort. It's just absurd. It's just absurd. And there's no way they ever got compensated enough, if at all. That's what I should have said earlier, by the way, when we were kind of leaving off. And what I want to spend this last little second doing is, if you have ever put a moment's thought into making Christmas for another person, especially a young one, thank you so much. Thank you. It makes the world a better place in ways that I didn't understand until it stopped happening to me. For WBZH, I'm Gray. She's Rachel.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Desiree Conger, and you are a recruiter at the LCO Ojibwe University, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Bonjour, jungre ikwe nin indigena kaz, awasisi nindudem, odawazaga aganing nindunjaba. My name is Desiree, also known as Braveheart Woman. I'm Bullhead Clan, and LCO is where I'm from. I am the recruiter at the university. I'm a returning recruiter. I've done this in the past, like a few years ago, and it's just a huge passion of mine.
Okay, yeah. So how long have you been at the university now, total?
I have no idea. I probably became really involved for the past 4 years, 2021. I came back and I just locked in the place. You know what I'm saying? I was just all about every program and just getting the word out there that we were getting the dorms.
Yes,
you know, we were getting new programs.
I went to the open house of the dorms, and those are very, very nice out there. So let's talk about the spring semester. I know it's hard to think about spring where we're not even into winter yet.
Spring semester open October 27th, and I believe it's open till January 5th. Okay. You'll be able to apply online at www.lco.edu.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were a business major, and I'm sure that's part of the major that you'd like to highlight. Tell us a little bit about your business major experience getting to that major, your graduation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh gosh, that could, we could bit, be, yeah, we could be here forever. Everyone knows that I'm chatty batty, so I'll keep it short and sweet. Yeah, my mom being at the college brought me to the college. I've got a grandpa and great grandpa hanging up in the hallway there. So I just knew I wanted to have a diploma from the college for sure in honor of my mother, because she was going to school there in 99 when she passed away, and she wanted to be a Head Start teacher. So she was working at LCO Head Start back then. So that's where I was already coming to the college at age of 6, like at night classes she was taking. So I kind of got a feel for it then. So I think that's where it became my second home. And I just wanted to be like making a good salary. So I thought accounting was it for me. I studied accounting for a year. After crunching all those numbers, I got so sick of it. So I asked if I could change my major, and they said absolutely.
Well, yeah.
I changed it to Native American Studies. I got into that. And then I moved on to business because I didn't really see myself going too far with Native American Studies. So I knew I still wanted to be on top. So I picked business, and I finished in 2022 with that business degree.
Yay.
I barely made it to my graduation. It was a good graduation. Yeah. I just love it. I'm so honored and proud to say that I did finally graduated from my local university.
So what would you say to a potential student out there who's thinking about, you know, getting into higher education? They don't know if they have the money to do it. They don't know if they can commit to the time. Talk to that young Desiree and tell her what you think about getting that education at the university.
As I tell the young ones still today, because now I know what life is like. It can change, and so much can happen in 1 year. So I always tell a young student like myself, ask the questions that you want to ask. Don't hold anything back. Experience all the experience you can get in. I always say LCOU is a really good starter college to get your feet wet, to get the feel for it. I feel like our prices are acceptable. You know, they're not, you know, insane.
Right. Yep.
We have a lot of scholarships that can help. I can help with those, I know for sure. And I just am going to tell the younger self, like, it's not easy. You are going to have to work for it, but it really means so much more at the end of the day when you walk home with your diploma and you put it up on your wall and you can finally say all those restless nights of crying and all those deadlines all meant something.
Right. Yeah. So how does someone get a hold of you directly as the recruiter and talk about the potential of signing up and registering for their spring semester?
Well, I'm on site all the time. Otherwise, I do have an extension. Not a lot in my office because I do go out and do career and college fairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, otherwise I have a number, 715-634-4790, extension 153. And then I also have an email, dconger, so dconger, @lco.edu. And I have an email right on my phone, so So if someone says, like, do you must have not got my email? Well, I probably did. it got lost in the shuffle.
I was going to say, there's probably a lot of emails.
Yeah,
I'm
the emails do pile up. So please, if it's really important, just hit the important notice on it.
Yeah, very cool. So another great thing to talk about for as a recruiter is that there's on-site dormitories now. Talk a little bit about the dorms that just opened up.
Oh, yeah. So we had a nice grand opening, and they're right across from our farm that is really taking off. The dorms have 82 rooms, and they're very spacious. I did get to tour in them. I do take high school tours in them. It looks really great. I've actually never got to experience dorms. So for me to be able to walk through, it's a great feeling to know that our home people or other people that want to come here have somewhere safe and cozy and nice to stay in because they're very beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they're very nice. I was there at the open house as well. And that's just phase one.
Yeah.
There's more phases of additional dorms to go, and then eventually the entire university campus
exactly.
will be there. I love the big picture that was, put out there. So, Desiree, thank you for coming in and helping us understand what's happening at the Lacouture Ojibwe University in LCO. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.